Welcome to the Savvy Scribe podcast. I am so glad you're here. Before we start the show, if you're interested, we have a free Facebook group called Savvy Nurse Writer Community. I appreciate you following and listening to me today, and I would love if you would subscribe via iTunes. And if you love our show, can I ask you for a review? Select ratings and reviews and write a review. It's that simple. I would love to read your review, and it helps other nurses like you find our podcast. Thanks so much.
Welcome to the Savvy Scribe Podcast,
a podcast for healthcare professionals who are interested in starting their own health writing businesses.
I'm Janine, a registered nurse and your host. I'm a labor and delivery nurse, mom to these two incredible boys, wife to my best friend, and owner of two crazy Great Danes. I help nurses discover freelance writing as an extra income opportunity with help from my guests. Join us over on Facebook in the group Savvy Nurse Writer Community, or SavvyNurseWriter.com to join our course and membership to create your own profitable writing business.
Enjoy the show.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Savvy Scribe Podcast. I'm Janine Kalbach, your host. Welcome to this month. I mean, we are just starting the beginning of the year here. First quarter is kind of wrapping up, and there's just been a lot of exciting things going on in the freelance world, in marketing. And I wanted to share today's episode with you because it's talking all about email marketing. Now, personally, as a freelancer, I still do some work for clients. So I still freelance. And one of my jobs recently is to be a content lead with a client. And part of that, we do a lot of emails. And with that, I have learned a lot. And I want to share some of the knowledge with you all because you may be at a point that you're trying to broaden your service listings that you offer as a freelancer. You might have been asked, do you do emails for clients? And you didn't know what to say. So today's episode is going to be diving into a lot of those issues, those things that you are like, where do I even start with email marketing? So here we go. This episode is here to help you guys. So when we talk about email marketing, it's more than just a newsletter or just more insight to the company. It's about maintaining connection with your growing audience and potential leads for sale. But what makes email marketing content good? That's what we're going to uncover today. First, though, I want you to think about one of your favorite brands that you're subscribed to their email list and what makes it irresistible to you. What makes it that you can't not open that email? That's the kind of marketer that I want you to be. So the first thing in doing these like emails is you need to understand who your audience is. And it's not about just knowing who they are, but their behaviors, their interests, and their feedback. There's certain things called segments that we want to start thinking about when you have an email list. I want you to think about those that are on one segment or those on the other. For example, there's freelancers on your email list, right? But you're looking for freelancers that are interested in tech trends and then those that are interested in creative writing tips. Now, the first email group, the one that wants the tech trends, they're going to get things like latest software tools. And the second is going to get maybe some storytelling techniques. Each is going to be segmented for that audience. And it still overall will lead towards your brand or your call to action can usually be the same. Now, when we looked at, you know, you got your segments put together, right? But you're probably going to have to come up with two separate messages for that segment. But let's just focus on one and talk about the subject line first and foremost. And we're going to talk about different ways to do this. But you want to come up with a killer subject line, something that's going to hook them and make them open. And I wish I could say there's just a formula to do this, but there's not. You have to really think about your audience. But let's take this one, for example. Five unbeatable writing tools every freelance writer needs. So it piques interest, right? Tools. Everybody loves tools. Everybody loves tools these days. So I know that email would get opened. It always does. Every episode I ever do on tools, it always is number one. Everybody loves it because it's just something new and exciting. So when you have this subject line, a lot of email providers will let you do a preview text. In that preview text, it's just a short and engaging description. You want it to be not just informative, but really easy to skim, because that's what people are doing, especially on their phone. They're looking at the email and they're looking at that preview text going, should I open it? Should I not? They're not even going that slow. They're going, nah, I don't know if I want to do it or not. Moving on. So you want to capture them if you possibly can.
Oh, sorry for the brief interruption, but today we have Email Tool Tester, who is sponsoring our show. And what is Email Tool Tester? Well, let me tell you, it is a place to get started with email marketing with its reviews of email marketing services like MailerLite, GetResponse, MailChimp, and so many more. If you head on over to emailtooltester.com, you'll see a bunch of different reviews of different email marketing software. And you can even take the email marketing crash course with them. So if you're new to email marketing, you're trying to figure out, is my email going to get delivered? Is it going to go to spam? Are people going to report me? These are the things that are going to be covered in this crash course. So head on over to emailtooltester.com/free-email-marketing-ebook. All right, let's get back to the show.
The next thing you want to look at is just personalization. So think about any email you got. If it just says, hi, blah, 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 you're not as engaged. You want to say, hi, Janine, or hi, Sarah, or hi, whomever. So if it says something like, Sarah, are you ready to upgrade your writing game? Here's something just for you. Of course, it's more engaging than the typical, hey, ready to upgrade your writing game? Here's some tools to do so. It's definitely going to speak more to that person if they are personalized. Make it even more customized is when you look at tools that maybe Sarah has used in the past and segment it towards her that way. That being said, you may have several segments of your email list, those that have bought things, those that haven't, those that have bought one certain tool and segment to that list a certain message. So there's lots of things you can do with this. Then we go into calls to action. So a call to action is something that you want your reader to do. We use these in blog posts, we use these in sales pages, and now we're going to also use them in emails. And you don't want to just do something like subscribe, share, feedback, whatever it is. You want it to be clear and compelling so that you want them to do the next step. So first thing you want to start with is something like, don't let your next project overwhelm you. You're going to use this new planning tool instead. It can save your day. So something like that. So you want to give them that fear or that obstacle and then giving them the solution through it. And that is your call to action. Nobody wants to just go share the episode, right? I'm going to say something like, if this episode has helped you, please share it with somebody you know. Or if you really like this episode and you want to learn more about freelance writing, come to SavvyNerfWriter.com and learn all about it there. We have email newsletters you can jump onto, something like that. So you can always tease that reader into doing something more. And then what else is important? Your visualization and design of your emails. There's a difference between your computer screen and your mobile screen. So when you are crafting an email on the email server you're using, whatever it is, look at it. And usually there's a little button that has a mobile phone and a screen. Usually it defaults to your screen and you can see what it looks like when you're doing the email for your desktop. But there's also that little button that shows what it will look like on mobile. And that's the one you want to look at definitely before you send it out, because most of the time people are looking at their email on their mobile device. A lot of us freelancers usually are not, because we're on the computer a lot. But if you are doing this for clients, it just depends what market you're in. A lot of times people are looking on their phones. So The last thing I want to talk about is testing. So we talked about your subject lines, right? That's the first place you're going to want to test because that's going to give you your open rates. Okay. So the first thing we call A/B testing, right? Do one subject line versus another subject line. For example, let's do these two. Boost your freelance income today versus the secret to doubling your freelance earnings. So the first one, boost your freelance income today, gets a 25% open rate. The second one, the secret to doubling your freelance earnings, gets a 40% open rate. So what does that tell us? We're definitely going to use that second one. Now, we're not done. Now we're going to look at our message and we're going to do those two subject lines and we're going to have an A/B testing for our message. You're going to see which message gets more engagement, meaning your call to action. So really look at that call to action and see who clicks and who moves on and to know which email sits better with your audience. So that's what marketing is, you guys. Marketing is constant testing to see what resonates with our audience. Sometimes you have an issue with your audience. You don't know who you're really talking to. Then you have to fix that. Sometimes it's the email subject. You're not getting open rates. You're going to test that. A lot of these things we're constantly testing until we see what sticks. And it may not stick forever. So then you go back and you do it again. So in conclusion, I want you guys to know it's an art and a science when it comes to email marketing. The testing is the science. The art is the crafting of your messaging. But it's about also blending with strategy, creativity, analytics, and understanding your audience, like with some empathy, okay? So try it out. I encourage you to play around with it. Listen to your audience. If you notice something is working, keep using it. Don't change up things that aren't working. If you guys like this, here's my little call to action. It's inspiring you. Come subscribe to my newsletter over at savvynursewriter.com. You're going to get a lot more insights from us if you download our freebie called The Procrastinator's Guide to, it's a roadmap for freelancers who are procrastinators. Go ahead and download it. And I thank you guys always for listening to the Savvy Scribe podcast. Come join us again in our community, in our group. We're always here to help you all succeed. Take care. Have a wonderful day. I'll talk to you all soon. Bye.
That's a wrap for today's episode of The Savvy Scribe. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed today's show, we'd love for you to subscribe and leave a review on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. Until next time.
Again, thank you for listening. If you're ready to explore freelance writing as your next PRN job or even full-time, I invite you to check out our Savvy Nurse Writer community on Facebook and visit savvynursewriter.com to help you get started today.